Yeah, it's just like every, I was telling Karen, I think I highlighted almost every, you can't get away from just highlighting everything in it.
I've seen like chapters where I've had it underlined and I'm like, ooh, what was I thinking when I underlined that at the time? Now I'm reading, I'm kind of trying to more read it like by chapter. So I'm not that far into it reading it that way, but it's funny going back and seeing places where I've highlighted it or, underlined things from like a couple of years ago. I'm like, where I was at that time.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the biggest key to me that I had shared the other day in class was, she says, we cannot be in the present moment and run our story at the same time. And that was my, these huge light bulbs, you know, flashing in my face went off.
Yeah, this book is a classic. I think it came out in the early 2000s and maybe 2003 or something like that. 'Cause I remember I'd been listening to her, a retreat of hers, which is where I'd first was exposed to Tonglen, and I'd learned it from a CD. I mean, it's not like I went to the retreat with her, right? And it was a transformative practice for me. And then when this book came out, it was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Right. So, but it's intense. I mean, she doesn't sugarcoat things. I mean, she says it. She says it like it is. But so, what I wanted to do today was, well, I'm going to say this. I hope Lisa in Oregon can hear this. I was just with my husband and I said, I am just blown away with how this all works because you guys, I literally yesterday, I spent my day going through all the different handouts, the homework assignments, all these things and what we were going to do over the break. And I'm trying to change things up. And I thought, well, you know, intense emotion, I'm trying to redo all these handouts so they more apply to you guys. But this morning came and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fit all of this in, but I just knew kind of where I wanted to go. And it just opened up. This whole morning unfolded without me putting a set plan from 9 to 9:10, do this, to 9 to 9:20, do this, right? And it is unfolded and everything I'm wanting to cover has been being covered. But organically with what is going on with you folks, right? It's to me, it's absolutely when you let go of the outcome, letting go of the outcome is like magic. It's like we make room for magic. And what I've learned, actually, I shouldn't even say magic. I've learned that if I let go of the outcome, it actually turns out way better than anything I could have ever, ever, ever planned myself, you know? And so, we are already on the path of talking about emotions and talking about Tonglen as one skill for dealing with intense emotion. And I also wanted to open it up to talk about the book because I saw on the WhatsApp chat, WhatsApp. It is, you folks are loving the book and really getting through it. And I don't know which class it was, but I was like surprised that, oh, that's right. You guys are reading it from start to finish. I don't think I've ever read it start to finish. I think I've always just dove into a chapter here or a chapter there because it was always in a time of need, you know? And so I would, but so, what I would like to do is just take a little bit of time to talk about what you just experienced with Tonglen so I can get a sense of where we're going to go. But if you would like to also talk about what's in the book that has struck you or that you have a question about, there's so much in there. There's so much. She's got so much in there. So Tonglen is kind of the topic. Right? and what that process, what you experience with the process, because my goal is to help you understand the patterning of Tonglen, I want to say alchemical, but I don't know that that's true, but it's definitely some kind of physiological transformation happens in the process. Certainly a spiritual transformation happens in the process. And so by the time we're done with next week's class, I would like to make sure that you at least kind of understand the process, and there's different ways of getting to it. There's different ways of doing Tonglen. So would anybody be willing to start with what your experience was with what we just did, or any questions or comments? Yes, April. Okay.
So two things with this, just with this, the one we just did, I had an interesting thing happen that, when I opened my heart center, oftentimes like I don't intend to, but it just kind of naturally, visualization of a lotus. But with Tonglen, I've never done that. Like it's just not part of it, I think. But this time it just happened. It was like, and I expected it to be open because usually it is, and it was not. Mm-hmm. It was like, it wasn't tight, but it was just kind of a soft bud. But my thought, I instantly had this thought, like, why aren't you open? You're always open. Why aren't you open? And then I was like, it was like a fraction of a second. And it was like, oh no, just it is what it is. It is what it is. And so I moved past that. But then here's the part that I'm hesitant. I have some hesitance to say it out loud. That I struggle a little bit with the saying the words or hearing the words. Other people feel this too. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's almost like it's just the word. It's not the feeling of it. It's the words. Isn't that strange? Like I don't know why.
Are you sure it's not the feeling of it?
Well, the reason I think it's the words is because when I think of other people in the world, the feeling I want to have is that I'm connected to other people too, who are experiencing something like this. Like I'm not the only person who feels this way. I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure, but there's something there that it's almost like this. It's not as strong, but it's a similar to the invocation resistance that I have. It's, I don't know. I think it's the words. Like I can get behind the idea, but the words, I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to think about it.
Well, a lovely insight that you recognize a similarity in the resistance between the two. And I'm not saying this is what's going on with you, but one of the things that does come up with Tonglen, and certainly Bill had this response to it, was other people feel this way too, was of no comfort to him. It wasn't comforting. It was not a comforting thought. And so if that's the case, then there's a different style of Tonglen that works better for you, right? Because, and I don't know that it matters why it's not comforting. We could go into, for our purposes, it doesn't really matter. Let's find another version of Tonglen that doesn't use that.
Well, I guess why it's interesting is because I use Tonglen a lot when, you taught a whole workshop at
Silver Falls.
Yeah.
Silver Falls too? Okay, yeah.
And it was intense. It was that was the entire workshop was on that. And since then I've used it like all the time in little variations, like just like a quick, you know, but almost going through it this time, like in a more formal practice, there's resistance. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah. And so I think the victory, number one, A, you noticed it. You notice a similarity to the invocation, and that will reveal itself on its own, right? But I bet you when you do Tonglen, though, that you've come up with a conglomeration of the other techniques that bypass those words.
Oh, yeah.
Those words are not a part of your Tonglen, and those words are not a part of traditional Tonglen. But as I told you, I hope I told you, I've learned teaching it that you teach it the original way first, and it's hard. People don't get it. And it's, so I didn't want to teach you it. We're going to learn the other way, but I wanted to teach you this way first, because I think if you ever want to do it with somebody else, and you can do this with somebody without even telling them what you're doing, Tonglen, you know, somebody's upset, somebody's sad, you can just kind of, you know, even with your kids, as you guys have learned, right? You can do some of these techniques with them without saying it in this way. But it's good to know. I think this is the gentlest way of teaching it that I have found, because it does well. When we do the other one, you'll see why. So thank you, April. So, okay.
I was going to ask that, April, because I think we were at the same, it was part of a retreat that we were at, right? Where it was a really big part of the teaching.
It was a one day, and it was just Tonglen.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I remember going to that too. And I've been struggling a little bit also with I'm assuming this is a very different version, because I don't remember. It's not seeming as familiar, Karen, with what you're teaching now, which is good, because you want us to learn it in a different way.
Wait, which isn't familiar? What we just did? Other people feel this way too, or?
Yeah. I'm remembering the Tonglen that I'm remembering learning, and I actually had to go back and look at some notes, because I was like, am I just losing my mind? Was more about like, we were changing a color. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm not crazy.
That's not crazy. That's traditional.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah. We had a whole workshop.
Yeah.
Right? If you're doing this on the fly with somebody's hurting, or if you teach it, you have an hour. That other way is really, you know, in fact, traditionally, actually, I don't know that this is a fact, but one of the teachers I studied with said, we shouldn't practice it on our own. We should only practice it when we were with the group. Mm. And we had the support of the group while we were doing it, because it's a little intense. Mm. And when you're in a workshop, you can explain all the little pieces leading up to it. But you sit down with a group of people, okay, and say, now I want you to inhale hot black smoke.
Right.
And then exhale bright white light. It's like I've literally had people say, what? No way. You know, it's like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. So no, Brenda, you're not nuts. This is a gentler way in.
Yeah.
That it's still the same technique.
Yeah.
Just a, right? Just a version. So thank you. So anybody else have a comment, question? Kelsey.
I wanted to share my experience, which is maybe on the other side of this, bringing other people into it. Mm-hmm. And I wrote this in my notes afterwards. It's actually really healing for me trying to get my thoughts straight. I'm a very empathic person. And so I've spent most of my life tuning into other people's emotions and other people's suffering and like really deeply feeling that. And so for me to be able to bring other people into the picture and to feel that deep, I wish it didn't have to be this way. I wish you didn't have to feel this way. Today was the first day where I was like, And I can turn that towards myself. Like if I can feel that so deeply for other people, to feel that for myself was so impactful and so necessary and so new, you know, I just am not practiced at that inward compassion.
Could I just quickly ask, is anybody here practiced at that inward compassion? Are we getting better?
Getting better, yes.
Getting better.
It's been newer to me this year, definitely, or probably even just the last couple of months. So that's awesome, Kelsey. That's, yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And here's the bottom line, guys. We cannot give what we don't have. You cannot give. You can say to your friends, to your kids, you can say to your spouse, you can say to you should feel more compassionate, da da da. You can do all these things. But if you don't have it in you, your words are just confusing because people know what's coming out of you. And if you have it inside you for yourself, it just naturally flows from you to other people, naturally. But so here's the beauty of Tonglen, because what Kelsey said is such a profound experience. It's easier for us to feel the compassion for other people. What happens is by breathing Tonglen, now this is technical, right? This isn't to ruin the technique for you, but it's as you're breathing Tonglen, a little bit of compassion arises. The feeling, you're feeling for somebody else. As you're doing it, instead of breathing in that heavy darkness or leaning into that feeling, the feeling of compassion is filling you. Now, whether or not it's at this point, it's still compassion for other people, right? But what's happened is compassion is actually now in you. If you were to stop the technique right then and there, you would be feeling compassion. Oh, I could put that towards me. Whoa, light bulb, right? But it's like it eases us into a place where we can bring it and feel it for ourselves because we're feeling it. And it somehow neutralizes and bypasses those places in us that feel we're not supposed to, feel it's self-centered, feel it's selfish, feel it's narcissistic, feel it's we're not deserving, we're not, all those, it kind of bypasses it because the compassion is there and it's a little easier now to bring it in. And so on that kind of a level, Kelsey, does that sound similar, sort of like what the experience was?
Yeah. And I'm thinking too, as you're talking, in our meditation groups, and I think in here too, like when we end with our shantis, I feel like you've really been encouraging us as we send it out. Now imagine everyone else is also sending it back to you. And so it's like this deep feeling of connection that I'm not alone, that somebody else is feeling that compassion for me. So it's okay for me to feel that compassion for me too.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how this stuff works? It's just amazing. These people who figured all this out, you know, they figured out these techniques. It's like, and if everything we're learning is true, according to Kriyananda, if you just breathe, because the breath, as we're going to learn over the summer, we're going to get into the energy body and how the prana works and all that. If you just breathe for millions of lifetimes, you will evolve because the breath takes you up and down through the chakra system and balances it just for a microsecond with each breath, right? And so the point of his point being, it's like the Hamsa. There is an intuitive internal longing within you that is going to take you there. It's like my grandson. Nobody's telling him to pull himself up. It's an inner. Mm-hmm. It's just happening. And that's in each one of us. And I really believe each one of us would get there given enough times and lifetimes of doing this. But we have these teachers who've come before, who've left us this vast treasure of wisdom that we get to, these techniques that we get to use and learn, and we don't have to, well, I'm going to use the technical term suffer. It's a big word, right? As long, because these other people have come and said, hey, do this Tonglen technique. See, look, it's a quick way to get you to feel more compassion for yourself. So I don't know. There are days where I'm just so filled with gratitude for all of this that it's just overwhelming. Thank you, Kelsey. Was there anything else that you wanted to share?
I'm going to add really quick to Kelsey's too. I'm just piggybacking on everybody else's talk, right? But it's interesting with this particular technique today. I was tuned out. I was like off in some other world, and I all of a sudden had that realization, like I have no idea what she's talking about right now. And so I brought myself back in, and I was already starting to like go, well, that was stupid. You don't have a clue where she is, right? And getting that like self-talk going. And it was right as the point where you're bringing the compassion in to yourself. I was like, oh, this is why I came back. Because I was in that like, you know, negative place. So yeah. And then the end of it was fabulous. I have no idea what you did in the middle, but it was probably great. So.
Oh, as I keep saying, I love it when you folks are so honest about that, because everybody does that. Your spouses do it when you talk to them, your partners, your kids do it, your friends do it. Everybody does it. It's not a bad thing. It's more of a, let me repeat it. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just say to someone, and my husband and I have gotten this now, it's like, but it's taken 45 years, right? But, you know, I can say, whoa, honey, I was off somewhere else. I didn't hear a word you said. And there's no taking it personally or being angry. It's like, oh, that's the nature of the mind. It's just the nature of the mind. Oh, okay. I'll say it again. And wouldn't it be lovely if you could say that to somebody and not be worried they get mad at you or feel hurt, or, you know, that you could just be honest that my mind was doing what minds do and it went on a bunny trail. And wouldn't it be nice if you were talking to somebody, I don't know, not all of you have kids, but you know, the moment you go, are you listening to me? Look at me. What if instead we went, oh, did you drift? Would you like me to repeat that? Sorry. Okay. Little levity. All right. Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Anybody else? Agnieszka. And then Ramon. Yeah.
What came up for me strongly were three, I think, very different, I guess, feelings during the meditation. I remember how a friend of mine last January, when I was kind of, you know, breaking down, she just embraced me and held me. And I felt such a gratitude, because it was like, she just held me tight. And then a moment later, when we talked about, when you said other people feel it too, I felt myself embracing my friend and just holding her. It just came. I'm not a visual person, I think, but those images just kept coming up, and I was embracing her and just holding her tight. And then what April said, it helped me remember. In my whole life, what I remember is that I felt hurt maybe by others. Maybe I remember maybe five events in my life, but one is quite recent, and I do feel betrayed by a friend of mine. And you know, as much as when I say those words, others feel that way, and I know she probably doesn't feel great about what happened. And every morning in meditation, when I think of people I want to send love and compassion to, I feel so ashamed that, I mean, she comes up, but then I'm like, I don't want to send it to her. I don't want it. And I'm not ready for, I would love to do a forgiveness, ritual of forgiveness. I can't. So during today's meditation, I'm like, but she's a bad person. I don't want her to be in the same group as I am and all my good friends are. She's not like us. She's a bad person. I mean, so that's my subconscious mind, but my grown up person says, come on. I know she's suffering and she was my friend and I felt for her and I know she has her struggles, but so this is, So it comes up and it kind of, it doesn't ruin completely my compassion, but it really is it's an obstacle. And I don't feel like a good person anymore, which I'm very attached to, obviously. So there is this whole, I don't know. I'm just letting it, because I know I felt those feelings in the past towards others who I felt betrayed by or hurt by. And I know it passed and now I was able to forgive them and it's gone. So I'm just, I guess, telling myself just it'll pass too, like all these other, I hope, feelings or emotions just disappeared with time, but it's so that's, I think, what I struggle with a little bit, not being inclusive there.
That was a really beautiful description of how the human heart and human mind work. I mean, that was so beautiful. And for situations like that, there's another technique, which is on my list for us to do. And we may just do it right now. Because what it trains us for is ultimately, it's not about her, right? It's about that moment where you felt, I don't want to include her. I'm mad at her, right? And then said, no, but you shouldn't feel that way. She's da 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 da, right? And then you feel ashamed because you can't, right? That's what we want to show up for. And what we want to be able to do, I mean, it was just so, so perfect the way you said that, Agnieszka. That is the dynamic. There's nothing wrong there. There's nothing wrong there. That is the dynamic. So we have a whole nother meditation, another technique. It's called the loving kindness. Not the blessing that we did at the end, right? That's the blessing. But the loving kindness meditation, which is a technique to train us to simply notice, oh, I'm still pissed at her. Okay. All right. Well, all right. And we just let it be. We don't push ourselves. We don't judge ourselves for not being ready. And we don't, how do I say this? We move through the shame that we can't do it differently. That's the important piece here. It's not about whether or not you hate her. I mean, that will work itself out. I didn't say that right. It's about dealing with the other things that are underneath there. And as you do, the rest, it'll fall into place and you'll be able to bless her, right? Just like you said with the others, it takes time. And what our wisdom, the wisdom we're learning is to give ourselves the time, to heal whatever it is that's out of balance and inside us that isn't ready to forgive, that isn't ready to get over being angry. But we heal it not by you should do this, not by feeling shame, but by dealing with the feelings of shame, being kind to ourselves and saying, no, you can get there when you're ready. You don't have to get there today. You can get there when you're ready. But I'm telling you, I'm watching my kids real time, raising their kids, right? And I'm not saying this to say anything about them, because certainly my daughter learned everything she's doing from me, right? Which is, if there's an emotion that comes up, we have to distract or get over it or move on. Or an emotion comes up and it's like, no, I'm sad right now. No, you're not sad. Look at this. Da, 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 right? We're just taught in so many subtle ways not to validate and be present with our experience. So let's do the meditation. It's the loving kindness meditation. And your jobs are to, when the person, somebody comes up and you bump into that place of, no, I'm still pissed. Nope. Big wall there. Not going there. That we then just notice that about it. We just notice that and it's okay. Just notice it. And as we continue with the blessing, just notice the wall. Just notice the resistance. That's all. How do I say that? It's like that emotion of resistance, that resistance that's showing up as an emotion, wants your attention. It needs your attention to balance and heal itself. It cannot balance and heal itself without your attention. So just give it attention. Just give it attention. Don't have to fix it. You don't have to change it. Just give it attention. It knows what to do. It knows. There is an innate intelligence inside you that knows, that wants to move through all that. When we give it attention, we allow it the space to start unfolding. This is so counterintuitive to everything our culture teaches, isn't it? It's just so counterintuitive. So, and I wouldn't teach it except that it's worked, right? And let's do the meditation. Let me explain the meditation to you. And I am in the process of writing up. I have it written up somewhere and I cannot find it for love or money on my computer anywhere. So I'm having to write it up again, but it's pretty simple. It's the way the meditation works. We're going to do the loving kindness blessing. And there's various versions of it. There are some that are very short. It is just two or three lines, right? But we'll do the blessing. And we do it first with somebody you just love. I'll be using the phrase, makes somebody who makes your heart smile. Somebody that it's just, you know, full-hearted. May you be at ease. May you feel safe. It's a full-hearted, 100% in experience, right? And then traditionally, we go next to a I don't know that we're going to do it though, so I don't want to tell you that. Then we go to somebody who's more of an acquaintance. We're going to go to somebody who's more of an acquaintance. Traditionally, you would go to somebody who's, they would say, is a mentor, a friend or a mentor. We're not doing that one. And there's nothing wrong with it, but I just want you to know, traditionally, that's where you would go, is a friend or a mentor. We're going to go to just a friend, okay? A friend who's an acquaintance. So it's like somebody you sort of know, but you don't really know, like a neighbor that you sort of know, but don't know. I mean, so in other words, it's not a really close person, but it's an acquaintance. Like the person used to be, everybody knew their person at their gas station because you saw them every day, right? At least in Oregon, because they pumped your gas. But, you know, because we have a law, you can't pump your own gas here. So we get to know our person at the hump. But anyway, Karen, shut up. Move on. Okay. Put the lady down and move on. But then, so we've gone from somebody's really easy to somebody we sort of know. We don't know too well. Okay. And we just say the blessing. And we just notice how we're responding, how our willingness to share that blessing. Then we go to, and this is Pema Chodron's phrase, which I just love. She says, go to somebody who's a little complicated. Choose somebody in your life who you like. And yes, this would not be this person. That person is going to be in the next category. Somebody who you sort of like, but you know, it's like your sister, you know, it's like, I love my sister, but you know, she can be a little OCD, right? Or I love my, you know, my uncle or my aunt, but you know, there's a nice blend of, I like them, but it's complicated. Has everybody got a complicated person in there? Saying head nods. Laura, you got a complicated? Yeah. Ramon, you got a complicated?
I'm still thinking about that one.
Okay. I want to make sure everybody's got a complicated, because we don't want to be trying to find the person during the meditation.
Ramon, you can take some of mine.
I'll take them. Send them over.
I know. I'm thinking Lisa with her big family gathering. And it doesn't have to be complicated in a really intense way, but just, you know, it's not that heart smile full 100%, you know. I mean, sometimes your partner can be complicated, right? I mean, really, depending on the day of the week. And then, so we're going to do the blessing for these three. So we've full-hearted, a little more neutral, complicated. And then we're going to just notice. We're just going to notice. There's no right or wrong here. We're just noticing what's my experience. And then we're going to do it with a person who the traditional term is enemy, who is an enemy. Now an enemy, obviously in our language, that's an extremely strong word, but that's that person Agnieszka is talking about. And everybody's got somebody like that. Somebody like that at some point. It doesn't have to be current. It could be something from the past, right? And we just notice what happens. I had an enemy, man. This woman was a fucking snake and she brought me down, man. Publicly. It was a visceral, you know, and I kept using her and noticing. And I would try and do what Agnieszka did. You know, she was hurting. She was blah, 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 you know. But over time, because we change in other areas of our life, I noticed that when I would do this, she wasn't the first person that popped in my mind. Because it had softened so much. It was like, oh yeah, that's a habit to call on that person, but the energy really isn't there. And I didn't do anything to consciously try and shift that. It just happened naturally over time as the other parts of me grew and changed. So the important thing is when it comes up is to just notice it and go, oh, not there yet. Not there yet. And with each phrase we say, can I get into that one? Can I get into that one? And just no shame, no shoulds, just noticing the sensation, accepting it and allowing it. It's a training, right? We're training ourselves. So everybody got somebody for all four places? April, no enemies?
No. Well, so what I'm struggling, yeah, I don't have anyone that fits in that category, but I'm, can it be, it's going to sound terrible. Can it be a kid?
Of course it could be a kid.
I mean,
of course it could be a kid. Anybody who gets you where you go, eh.
Well, it's more of a feeling. It's not the child. It's when somebody's hurt my child. And so I'm bumping up against that, you know, like that's the, yeah, almost like the, that situation is the enemy. Like,
but the kid is a symbol.
Yes.
Yeah. The kid, that's a perfect example.
Okay.
Somebody who's hurt somebody you love.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I mean, that's an enemy. And mind you, we're all connected. There isn't any part of any of these people that isn't a part of us.
Yeah.
There isn't a part of any of these people that isn't a part of us. And that's what we're getting to. It's like we're all in this soup together. We're all woven of the same cloth. Some of us we've gotten a little shinier in places, but you know, we've all either been there, or we're going to get there. You know, this is that thing of pride, you know. Yeah, never mind, Karen. We'll go there a little later. I'm looking at the time. We'll have time to get there, right? But part of our journey is to recognize that we're not any better than anybody. We're not any worse than anybody. At some point, we're going to be in the same situation as others. And as Kriyananda said so often, chances are those people you're judging today did it, but hey, are handling better than you're gonna when it's your turn, you know? So should we try it? Okay. So let's just be comfy. You know, I mean, you want to sit in an alert posture. We don't want to lay down. We don't want to fall asleep if we can help it. And this is why at some point, I think that's in your homework for either this week or next week or over the break, is to memorize the loving kindness blessing. And you don't have to memorize my version. There's so many versions of it out there. But if you, it's really good to have in your pocket a version of the loving kindness blessing. I think Pema's got her own version. I think Tara Brock's got a version. Jack Kornfield's got a version, and then people you've never heard of all have versions. My version that I use came from, Stephen Levine, who was a Buddhist teacher in California. And, so there's nothing magic about it. It's just, I like it. So memorize one that you like. Okay. So for today, I will lead you. And we're going to find our seat. And use your exhales to let go. Use your inhales to open and just soften any places of tightness, resistance. Exhaling, holding on to any opening you've found and letting go of everything that isn't open and soft. And then following the breath from the nostrils down through the throat into that center of the chest and imagine it touching that heart center. I just love that moment. I wish I could figure out how to describe it, but can you find it, that moment when the breath comes in, it just touches the heart and there's something, whatever that is. And we'd see if you can just allow yourself to accept the warmth, the caring, the presence, the opening, the spacious, whatever it is. And then into that, bring the thought of someone who makes your heart smile. And then just hold them, think of them, replay memories until that breath is finding a heart that is open and soft and warm. And that smile just drifts from your heart up to your face. You can't even help it. You're so full of this feeling. And then with this feeling filling us, we bring that person, you know, truly in front of us. And we imagine that as we send them this blessing, we're just radiating this love, this, the energy behind this blessing, the feeling of it to them. And if you want to send it as light, I know some of you are visual, go ahead. Totally fine to do that. And let's begin by just saying, may you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. And may you be held in loving kindness, that you may be at peace. And then just notice how you feel, because this is going to where we're going to come back to. This is where the feeling of this is where we're going to come back to in between exercises. And you can use the thought of this person to bring back this feeling into the heart center. Okay. And so now from here with this feeling, bring to mind that person who is an acquaintance. Someone you know, but you really don't know that well. That's neutral. There's a neutrality there. Okay? And let's send the blessing to them and just notice, what happens? Can the feeling still be as full-hearted? Will that smile stay on your face? Let's see what happens. May you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. And may you be held in loving kindness, that you may be at peace. And just make a note in your mind about how that went. We'll take a few moments to journal when it's all over. You know, just how did that go? What did you notice? And then come back to our first person. Come back to the heart smiling. Think of that person in front of you. Till that smile comes back up to your face. And then let's bring in the thought of somebody who's a little complicated. I just freaking love that phrase. It's a little complicated. And let's, with that, you know, come back. This is your journey now. As you send it, if you hit that wall of resistance and notice, you can come back to this feeling and try again. Come back to this feeling and then just try again. Here we go. Visualizing the person in front of you. Heart filled with a smile, we say, may you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. And may you be held in loving kindness, that you may be at peace. And just make a note of, in mental notes, you can mark it in your journal when the exercise is over. And let's be like the monk. Let's let that go. And let's come back to the smile, to the person who makes our heart smile. And can you come back to that feeling? The heart smiling. Let it come up to the face. Full-heartedness. Full-heartedness. And then let's bring to mind and visualize in front of us the quote-unquote enemy. And let's see what we can do here. And once again, if it's so much resist, just come on back, find the feeling of the heart smiling and try again. Okay. And here we go. May you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you feel happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. And may you be held in loving kindness that you may be at peace. And once again, make a mental note so you can log it in your journal. And then let's come back to the feeling of the heart smiling. The feeling of the heart smiling. And it might take a few moments to lay down the one we just did. And pick up that person who makes your heart smile and keep thinking about them. Replay the memories until the heart can be refilled with this feeling. And you can accept and you can literally lay down where we just went and come back to this. The heart smile. And you might be feeling a little of the toggle, the little of the pull, push and pull. Keep coming back to the heart smile, coming back to it until it comes back up to your face. Really just feeling it, feeling the heart smiling. Think of that person, let it come to your face. And then with a heart filled with this feeling, let go of that person. And let yourself be there in front of you. And let's, as sincerely and open-heartedly as we can, repeat after me. And we're going to say you, because you're talking to you, okay? So you got it? We're saying you, but you mean you. May you be at ease. May you feel safe and protected. May you be happy. May you feel loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. And may you be held in loving kindness. And may you be at peace. And if you want to at some point in here, you can take that image of you that you've sensed or visualized and very tenderly, gently bring it into your heart center and let him or her merge with your heart center. And just notice what happens. It may or may not. And let's conclude the meditation by just simply saying, may I be held, excuse me, may I hold myself with loving kindness, that I may be at peace. And then when you're ready, just pick up your journal and make some notes about the experience. There were 5 parts. The person who makes your heart smile. The acquaintance. The complicated. The enemy. And yourself. And if you need to just sit for a few minutes, you can just sit. You don't have to write right away. The processing sometimes is just as important as the writing. Okay, so maybe just another, you know, little bit. Let's just make some quick notes and we'll move on.
Karen, yeah. I actually have Noah Levine's.
It's his dad.
In there.
Yeah, his dad. It's his dad.
The loving kindness meditation.
Yeah. Oh, I can't see. The light is shining. Oh, there it is. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the loving kindness. They call it a meta meditation also.
Meta meaning loving kindness. Yes. Yeah.
They have a lot of them in here that which are interesting. Oh, Tonglen meditation. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, no, he's Stephen Levine. It's his son Noah is the one who started, he wrote Dharma Punks, which was quite a groundbreaking book because it was the first time people had taken Buddhism into really the younger generation. And he was appealing to people in recovery, you know, so for the first time we saw a lot of the younger kids, and it was the, people who were struggling with addiction, but he brought that into a language that they could understand, and it became a co-equal with AA, with the 12-step programs.
This was my step to you.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was, I had a resistance into Al-Anon because it was so direct. Mm-hmm. And a friend brought me to this over, I think it was the Tabor space or something. And it was, I never gone back, you know, and then I met Evan and I actually did like 45 meetings in 30 days between Al-Anon and Refuge Recovery and Dharma Recovery. When I first started, just to see other people feel this too. And that was the thing that really was the precipice.
Oh.
I started counting. I'm like 150, 200 every meeting. I'm like, okay, there's people that feel this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we will actually talk about that, all of that. At some point we'll talk about, you know, Karen, say it simple or don't say it. Never mind. I'm not going to go in. I don't know how to say it simply, so we'll just never mind. But we'll come up later. I want to stay on topic for today. So, the question might be as simple as, were you able to notice the differences in your experience from person to person without judging or a story and just allowing yourself to experience and then choose to come back to heart smile. Okay, got my heart smile back. Oh, resistance. No, resistance. Okay, there's some resistance there. I'm going to come back to heart smile. Try it again. How did that process work? Are we starting to have do you see the neutrality in it? The wisdom in this? It's like, if we want equanimity, you guys, somebody say something.
I was going to say that, it's interesting, just some of the reading of Pema Chodron that I had been doing about when she talked about thinking, like, oh, it's just a thought. It doesn't actually mean anything. I mean, it's just a thing, right? And to just name it, and which, you know, you've been teaching us for years, but it did come up in this because when I did notice the resistance, like, and it came on just a tiny bit at person number 3, who's just an irritating person to me, that I love is also irritating. So I was able to notice the irritation and also say, oh, but I love them and you're irritating. And and just say, oh, that's just, that isn't interesting. But the fourth one that is really complicated, actually, which is funny because you said use a complicated person for the third person, but the fourth one is complicated on a deeper level, right? Because it touches my kid. And my body was reacting. And like I was having these like spasms, my back hurt, my hand, you know, was kind of clenching. I noticed my right hand clenched, like it was having these body reactions. And so I just kept going back to how I feel about my brother in the first one. That's just so much love and joy. And what happened on the fourth one was that the words of the loving kindness blessing, now this time the words worked. Like the words were what did it, got through all of that. Was just like hold it. They're tender words. They're tender. And so I was able to bring that feeling of tenderness into that final part. And that got me through it. So anyway, I'm getting emotional.
But it is that it's sweet, wasn't it? Then what a sweet experience. Yeah. That's beautiful. And Agnieszka, yeah.
I, from the very beginning, I felt some sort of anxiety when I come to that person and I could feel like my, you know, more movements in my body, this nervous energy would show up. And what was fascinating to me that I was able to say the words. There was not much really feeling in it, but I was able to say the words as just, you know, and of course, but to let go of it and go back to the love, I felt such as, like I was in such a heavy, dark, gluey place that I didn't want to let go of. That was like, oh my God, I don't want to let go of it. So I don't know what to do with it because I feel like ashamed.
Okay. There's nothing to do with it. It's there. Notice that there's some shame, right?
Yeah.
That you don't want to let go because that's an other message. That's an old pattern that says you're not supposed to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's nothing to do except that was just that insight alone. Oh my God. That's worth the whole morning for all of us. Mm-hmm. That insight, Agnieszka, that's that you understand the nature of the mind.
Well, when you say it like this.
What?
When you say it, I can see it with, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's like, it's, that's why I was saying what I said, because I was feeling the same thing.
Mm.
I couldn't just boom, come back to heart smile. I had to, whoa, because it's so seductive. It's so, as you said, it's heavy, gluey. That's a Korean underword. And I just love that word. It's like the thorn tree. Whoop, there we are. And oh, come back to smile. But the more we do it, the easier it gets because it's just a muscle about, it's a choice muscle that we're training. This exercise is just a training exercise. And you noticed and you saw, and that's all. There's nothing more to do. You did it. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a question. At the end, we merge someone with the feeling in the heart. Who is that we merge?
It was you. The very last one was you. And it was because, we do the loving kindness, but may I be at ease. We did that earlier, right? May I. And that's one experience. But one of the things we're going to go with, one of the techniques with Tonglen, we'll probably wait for next week for, you will see yourself in front of you. and you will see yourself with your hurt and your pain, and you see yourself darker, heavier, a little more, you know, constrained by the hurt or the emotion. And as we breathe Tonglen for you, it's like you breathe off that darkness and you breathe into the light. And so, and there's something about having the skill it's not your awareness. It's an aspect of you. I'm talking from my head. This is my awareness right up here. It's up my head. I don't know why. It's right back there. And it helps us to detach. It's like we aren't the thoughts. We aren't the emotions. We aren't those things. We're what's aware. So we're working it, right? Sometimes it's I, but every once in a while we're going to separate out. And may you, Agnieszka, over here, may you be at ease. Sending yourself that. I mean, it's hard to put into words. We just have to do it. Did anybody get that sense? Did you notice that I said you instead of I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kathleen.
Well, I just wanted to, part of what happened for me, which you just are now sharing, I see that is when you got to enemy, I couldn't earlier think of someone and I thought, well, you know what? The person will just show up, right? The face will show up. And it was my face that showed up.
Yes.
And that's what that was very interesting.
Oh, good word. Oh, good word.
And, but it was like, I wasn't surprised at the same time. Yeah. So when then it, the final one, when you, you know, doing your own blessing, I was able to do that for myself. So anyway. Ooh,
what was that like?
It was really good. I will just start crying if I.
Okay. All right. So it was heartfelt.
Yeah. It was, you know, I felt another, and I wrote this in my notes. I just felt like another integration. So from the one we just did prior to that, I had this sort of like feeling of, you know, my masculine, feminine sort of integration. And then now this one on top of it today, I think I'm going to be spent after this.
I know. I'm feeling for Brenda. She's going to have, I thought about it. It's like, oh, this is going to be one of those classes for Brenda. She's going to have to sleep the rest of the day.
But it's really good. It's very interesting. All the stuff that's come up today. Yeah. It's been a week of that.
Well, I mean, and really when you signed on to this program, it's kind of what we did, right? It's like your life is happening to help you work it. All the stuff we're learning, right? Yeah. So we actually covered, I don't usually use the word God, but at the moment I feel like there's a personal, I mean, I should say my Ishta. I just kind of like, damn, you're good. I did not know how this was going to go. I didn't know how it's going to fit all this in. And it's just been, it's been beautiful. It's just another message to me that it's not about us. Life wants this. You want this. We are all part of something else unfolding, you know? And it's all of us together that is making this happen. And part of my journey is to really just trust, which I've learned to do, and get out of the way and allow it to unfold. Because it's really quite, you're a remarkable group. Just remarkable. I am in awe of all of you. Truly. So I'm going to totally move us out of this for a few moments, because I do want to cover between this week and next week, we're really going to kind of move into emotion, intense emotions. But I can't remember how many of you have learned the RAIN technique from me, or at least done it. Okay. Great. Okay. That's a few. Okay. 'Cause we have a lot of ground to cover, and that one it's not, we're not going to, we don't have to start from scratch on that one is what I'm saying. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take just a couple minutes. I'm going to show you I haven't finished the handout yet, but I'm going to show you a little bit of it because what I want to do, stop. Does anybody else need to process a little more from the technique, from the loving kindness blessing? Yes, Kelsey.
I have a question, which is when we're meeting that resistance as we're going through the words, is it that when, like, as soon as we meet it, we shift back into that person where the love is like pure? Or is it that we just meet the resistance, stay with the words, and then we come back to that?
I think it's a very good question. And ultimately, this is not the answer Brenda's going to like. Ultimately, it's like, you just know. It's like you're with the resistance. It's like, oh, look at that. May you be at ease. Oh, may you feel safe and protected. Let me regroup. Okay, regroup. Okay. And now I've moved on to, you know, may you be held in loving kindness. Oh, I can go there a little more because I had a little in me. And sometimes, like April said, she was able to just kind of get through the words the whole way. What I was just trying to demonstrate to you is that that's a possibility. The point is for you to trust your experience, because exploring the resistance is as valuable as developing the muscle to shift. Was that answer work?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody else, because I just realized it's a tender kind of place. Ramon.
What if you do feel a lot of resistance towards, you know, the enemy and you quit, you know, just.
That's great.
And I guess what I'm going with this is that, you know, I've learned that folks have their shit going on. So just because they're acting a certain way, it doesn't mean that has to do with some sort of behavior that we're the same thing we're doing. They're doing the same work, except they may not be actively working on it, but they've gone through similar experiences. So I look at them, I'm like, all right, maybe that's where you're at and that's fine. And unfortunately it's hurting me, but I'm happy for you. Good luck with your life. I don't want anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we get to the part, when we're saying, may you feel loving kindness, right? May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be held in loving. What is the feeling in you as you're saying it for them then? Is it full?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of neutral. I don't want to say it's full, but it's okay. Kind of just like, you know, there's not a really a strong feeling either way towards, you know, it's just neutral. I don't know how else to put it. It's just neutral. It's kind of like, you know.
Neutral is good. Neutral is good. But you just reminded me, I love life, man. You just reminded me of the thing I was supposed to say that I forgot, that I meant to say, which is all of this is training, practice for developing the muscle that is, according to Kriyananda, the most important, the most valuable siddhi, SIDDHI, which is the powers. The powers, when you walk this path, you gain powers. You will gain powers of being able to, you know, be having the same thought as somebody, being able to know that something's about to happen. And it'll start in little ways. You'll be thinking about somebody, the phone will ring, right? You'll be sitting there in conversation, you'll have a thought and the person says it. But, you know, and they have all these powers. And you can levitate, walk on water, bilocate, you know, all these things. But Kriyananda's guru, Shelley, said this. Kriyananda taught it to us, and I believe it with all my heart. The most important, the most precious siddhi, power of them all, is the power to soften the hardened heart. And this exercise softens our hardened heart, my hardened heart. And when I did it today, I was able to bless someone so thoroughly. It's like, and I, oh, Karen, look, your heart is softening. Your heart is softening. And, you know, it's little by little. So neutral is good. We love neutral because neutral is the portal into that softened heart that can do exactly what you said, Ramon. Look at somebody and go, wow, they got their shit going on too. And just feel some, that's how it is. Yeah. And not clench up and hold that hardness, you know? And so thank you for saying that because I wanted to make sure I said that to people. The heart, this is everything we do. Everything we do is to help us soften our own hearts. Our own hearts. Yeah. So see how amazing you guys are? Look at what we are creating together. This is amazing. Okay, one more question, then I'm going to get into details. All right. Go ahead, Brenda.
Well, just real quick, because I am very tired. and I do think I'm going to nap today. But I think since I've now had two meditations and I've kind of tuned out in both, I think I'm in like a self-protection mode or something because normally I can get out of my head and just, okay, I'm going to do this. And I just keep not staying focused. So I wrote in my note says, go back and try it again later. That's what I wrote down because I've done this one with you before. And so it was familiar, but I couldn't get people. I mean, I could only get people at either end and I just, yeah. So giving myself that grace, I think today that it must be to protect.
Well done. Because there's whatever is going in there. You've been, you know, that the laughter part of you, that just that whoop, come back up, right? Is protecting that. And you tapped into it with your mom this morning when you're talking to us about it, right?
Yeah.
And you get to go at your own pace. It will come. But the wisdom that you saw now, what you can bring with that is that absolute compassion for it to say, oh yes, that's my mind distracting me because it hurts so much. And we just name it. And we just name it. And that takes the resistance away, right? That takes it. And when it will come up when you're ready. There you go. You named it. That's it. And kindly. And so I would say, you'll get to it later. You know what to do. Right? You don't need to get to it later. When it's right, when you are safe, when you feel that you can, it will come up and you'll know what to do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm validating your decision. And I'm giving you permission not to go back later.
Okay.
Okay. Not to go back later, but to be free. Just move forward. Be like the monk. Just put it down. The class is over and move forward. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You don't know, you guys have no much idea how much love I have in my heart for you. I am so excited for the retreat. I am unascendedly excited and out of the present moment at my excitement about seeing all of you in person at the retreat. Let me tell you, it's a beautiful thing. So let's do a couple details. I was about to show you a handout and I'm thinking, oh, that might be opening too much of a window. I'm going to show it to you. Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you this handout as part of your, I'm going to have Darcy post it on the page for you. Because we're working with intense emotions. Okay. And what I've done here, if some of you took the workshop series I did a year or two ago on intense emotion, in the meditation world, there are two sources of suffering. attachment resistance. Everything comes from that. Okay. And there are three, if they say there are three intense emotions, they'll usually say anger, which covers hatred, which comes out of resistance, anger and hate, desire, which comes out of attachment, and, well, they'll usually say ignorance is the third one. So, and there's different words for it, dullness, but those three, resistance in the form of anger or hate, desire in the form of greed, an attachment form of desire, greed, and ignorance are the top three. But when they go to five, these are the five they go to. And as a meditation person, we want you to start having in your head this 2, 3, 5 hierarchy. Okay. Attachment resistance, boom, source of it. It's either one or the other if you're suffering. But even in our, in some of the traditional blessings, and some of the purification techniques we're going to be working with in the summer are predicated on this idea that we have resistance in the form of hatred and anger that we want to clear out of our body. We have greed in the form of desire and attachment in the form of desire and greed that we want to purify from our body. And we have ignorance, which results in a kind of dullness, sleepiness, apathy, and forgetfulness. And those are the things that we, as meditators, those are the three categories we tend to put our obstacles into. Okay. And then we have pride and jealousy. And when we start working with the antidotes and the poisons and things like that in the next series, these will be the five that we'll work with. And so I just wanted to kind of put that out there for you. I'll send you up the handout. The first one will just kind of give you some outline thoughts on it. And our main techniques for working with these is what we'll kind of be talking about next week, which Tonglen is a main one. Rain technique is a main one. And so let me leave it there. But so you're going to get this in your handout and we'll explore it a little more next week. But this week in your homework, if you could watch the other Tonglen, watch, there's a Tonglen. I'll get it written up in the handout, which there's a practice and a video explaining it. And I believe there's one meditation where you're doing Tonglen for yourself and another one where you're doing Tonglen for someone else. Okay. And so if you get a chance this week to watch those, that would be great. And then the last thing I wanted to just let you know is I am going to, during the break, I'm going to ask you to read an autobiography. Okay. And just in case you want to get those in advance, you know, I just want to let you know they're going to be, the main two are either Autobiography of a Yogi, and I'm going to ask you to get the blue cover. There's one with an orange cover that has a lot of promotional advertising for Self-Realization Fellowship in it. And so this one is the actual original manuscript. Okay. Autobiography of a Yogi. Blue cover. Or you could read Freedom and Exile, which is the Dalai Lama's autobiography. Okay. Or you could read 10% Happier by Dan Harris. Okay. Or I'm going to ask you to read, somebody's got my copy, but it's a guy named Michael Singer. That's his name, Michael Singer. And it's called The Surrender Experiment. And it's the story of his, it's a wonderful story. Untethered Soul is also a great book. If you ever just want some beautiful Inspiration, Untethered Soul. Great, great book. And the way he talks, I feel like he studied with my guru's guru because he uses much of the same language and stuff. It's really quite lovely. And if you haven't already, do you guys have this book already? Has everybody gotten this one? Spiritual Science of Kriya Yoga with Kriyananda. You'll want to pick this one up because this one has, this is what we'll be working with when we work with the chakras and the energy body. Over the summer, we'll be using a lot of this material. Okay. So I just want to give you a heads up. I'll send you the list with these, with links. But, so your break, I mean, next week we'll finish with, and we'll do what we're going to do for this with intense emotion. But over your break, what I'd really like you to do is just kind of read some autobiography and take some time to really digest, go through your notes, make sure you need a break. You just need a break at this point. You need some time to digest. And what I'm going to do is send you a list of the pranayamas I had wanted you to learn by now. I don't know if we've learned them all or not, you know, and I think we haven't done alternate nasal breathing. That might be on your list. And then, so the break is a time to be inspired, read an autobiography, and just kind of, when you think of it, see, I'll give you the list of things that I hope you've done by now. And if you have any gaps, to kind of just go back and review those. And so that when we come into the next series, where we're going to be moving completely into the energy body, working with the chakra system, so that when we get to the retreat and we're doing the techniques at the retreat, that you will already have a little more in-depth explanation than what I'm going to give at the retreat. So the retreat would almost be like a review for you. Okay. Cause we won't go into as much depth as we will in this class. Does that make sense? Okay. So does that give you a little bit of you can do one more push for this week. Although Lisa, we don't expect you. You're going to enjoy the graduation and our heart will be with you. I'm just so, so touched that Logan is graduating. Wow. Okay, so kind of if you can, just kind of know that, like, get through this week. If we can get to next week, stick with the Tonglen if you can. And then after that, it'll be a chance to kind of go, whoa, what has just happened? May I digest? Okay, let me look through my notes if I need to. And does that help? Okay. All right, with that, we're a little bit over. But let's end with an Om Shanti. Okay. All right. So
can I ask real quick though, since we're on details?
Yeah.
Very quickly. I know that most of you got the WhatsApp thing going, but there was one phone number that came through that I asked someone to identify and I don't know who it is. And then if you're not part of it and you have no idea what I'm talking about, please let me know because we don't have everybody and I don't want to feel exclusionary.
I need to get signed up today. So I haven't done it yet. I forgot about it until you guys brought it up this morning.
Okay. Cause I thought I tried to go in and add everybody in and it was acting kind of strange. So I don't think that went as smoothly as I thought it would.
All right. So let's do what Kelsey reminded us we're doing, right? Which is you're going to bring the feeling of, if you can, loving kindness into your heart center, that feeling of the heart smile. Okay. And let that loving kindness be what infuses the feeling of peace that we're feeling with our Shanti, infuses the Om, infuses the Shanti. And then we're going to send it to each other. And on that third one, you're saying it, it's coming out of your mouth. You're sending it, but really see if you can really be in a place of receiving and feeling, and you feel all of it coming towards you. Okay. Inhale. Om Shanti. 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 May we be blessed. May we be blessed. And may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste. Have a lovely week, everybody. Laura, you especially enjoy this week. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. All right. Monday, Tuesday classes. We have our last classes this week. Otherwise, oh no, everybody, never mind. Forget what I just said. Go away. Rest in peace. Everybody has class this week. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye.